SMRadio.com. Brought to you by EPHistory.com, the website for archive podcasts of this radio show. Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant and Cantina, making the old Griggs recipes in a new location at 6761 Donovan Drive. By Keystone Heritage Park on Donovan Drive, 915-584-0563. By Monterey Asset Management. By Mission Del Rey, 1421 Lee Trevino, with El Paso souvenirs and gift shopping. And by Amigos Restaurant, 2000 Montana, a block off East Cotton, open 7 days a week. And now, El Paso history with Melissa Sargent and Jackson Polk.
And did you know that Texas history begins in El Paso?
Nuh-uh.
Oh, yes, it does.
No, it doesn't.
How do you know that?
Oh, I don't know. I'm just... Mumbling at myself this morning.
Dare you to read the script. Oh, wait a minute. Got you there. Hey, no, but life goes up, Melissa. We're here. It's a radio morning.
Get it up on my computer.
Yes, sure. Radio morning here. And I got to tell you that Texas history does begin in El Paso, and we're the guys that came. We're the ones who say it all the time.
Yeah.
But also, this we're at 690 AM. People figured that out. But there's also a lot of other places they can find us. Where might that be?
Out in space. They can listen to us on KTSMradio.com, where they can get us on the internet and listen to us all over the world.
And you have trivia questions today, right?
Yes, we do. We have trivia questions in both hours. And if they listen to us, if they answer the correct question, they can get a $20 gift coupon to Pepe's in Kenya to you, or a $20 gift certificate to Mission Del Rey Southwest. And in the second hour, we will repeat this, but they will get a $20 gift coupon to either Pepe's or Mission Del Rey Southwest.
Amigos, second hour.
Amigos.
I know you were working on that.
And I just went to Amigos this week.
So did I. I was there yesterday. Great. That's a great food.
When was I there? It was Thursday.
Do you realize the original Amigo man from El Paso is that guy that runs that place?
He wasn't there when I was there.
He was out being
was
Amigo
hiding.
Man. Oh, he's busy all the time.
Oh, that's right.
But life goes on. So we've got... You got a history moment there?
Yes, I do. It's on the mystery of the ancient people of the Upper Valley.
And what do they do? I need that piece of paper back.
Would you like that paper back?
I need my script.
I've got my script.
Now we're getting to the point I didn't really remember, because we're going to talk about...
Mine's sitting at home.
I'm going to lunch at Pepe's today, by the way, just in case
you're interested.
And we'll make it out there.
Bernie will be with us, so...
Okay. Now, let's talk about what's going on in the way of history here. We've got a most unusual set of circumstances and pretty pictures to talk about. We've also got Museum of Archaeology Director Jeff Romney with us. Good morning.
Good morning.
Welcome here.
Thanks for having me back.
And you're the reason we decided to do a show on archaeology, because I said, hey, what do you got going on? Let's talk. And you said, hey, you know, we've got this really cool exhibit coming up. Why don't we bring in and talk about some of that? So we ended up with a guy named Wayne Suggs. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, Jackson. Good morning, Melissa. It's wonderful to be here.
Welcome here. And you're the guy who is a photographer.
I am.
You indeed. And we got to hear more about those details here. Your exhibit opens on February the 15th. You've got petroglyphs, all the archaeological sites in the region and in the area. And basically what you're doing is kind of preservation, isn't it?
Absolutely. Yeah, it's my work that I do. I try to not only include the petroglyph, but also the landscape that surrounds it. A lot of them are taken at night, some during golden hour when the sun is setting. But the biggest thing is to preserve these antiquities that are so important to all of us and for generations to come.
And one of the problems is there's vandalism out there. So when you find a site, you go take its picture. You're not necessarily going to tell us where that is.
No. And I wish I could. I'm not trying to be an elitist and saying I'm going to keep this for my own. I'm the only person that should be able to take this photograph.
No.
It's a shame, because we should be able to share these places, but unfortunately with social media the way it is and the whole Instagram phenomenon, people are destroying what we love, and it makes no sense to me.
Well, we believe you that you're taking these pictures, because you wander off at night and come back with them,
mm-hmm.
and you're not making it up.
No.
And therefore they're out there. But the point is these are mostly in New Mexico.
Yes.
The ones that we put on Facebook. By the way, Facebook had a very high rating for our promo, about the third highest we've ever had, 15,000 people, and that's just on Facebook. That's a lot of, since Wednesday.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of people took a look at your photographs and said, hey, I'm going to tune into that radio show. So we're going to show you the pictures on the radio, right?
Isn't that lovely?
They're on Facebook.
Wait, don't show them that one.
No, not that one.
No, not that one.
But also,
that's the bad one. Put the good one up.
I want to talk about Jeff for just a second. This is one of the various things that you're bringing in as an exhibit.
Yeah, you know, we feature a lot of archaeological artifacts at the museum and also dioramas, but a few years ago we decided, hey, why don't we bring in some artwork, photography, paintings, and other mediums that also deal with archaeological topics, Native American heritage, and so forth. And it's been very popular, and this exhibit is part of that.
And in the second hour, we're going to talk, well, Wayne has to leave, but second hour, we're going to talk more about the details of what's going on in the museum itself. Fair enough. Now, Wayne, you said you quite often end up in the middle of the night doing these things, because what did you say about the certain hour of the time when the nebula's lit and God is happy? What was that all about? You take the perfect picture?
Well, I love being in nature. And first and foremost, if there was no such thing as a camera, I would still be out there. Just to set up a scenario of a night in, say, last September, I'm out at a site, and it's at the base of a very large mountain, but I'm still down in the desert, and I'm camped out there, and I'm the only one around for miles. And I go and I explore, and I find the composition I want. And, of course, you can't see at night. So you have to go out during the day and scout. And so I found that during the day. I go out there at night, and I set up on this image, and I'm just sitting there. And all of a sudden, the stars appear. And then all of a sudden, I hear elk bugling. And I have a herd of elk all around me. And the cow elk are talking to each other. The bulls are screaming at each other. And then an hour goes by, and then the coyotes start in. And the whole time, I have this amazing rock art that I'm photographing. And some of it's thousands of years old, but it's actually not that old compared to, say, the Andromeda Galaxy, which is 2.5 million light years away. It's taken that long for that light to reach my camera sensor. And if that doesn't humble you, I don't know what else can. But that's the magic of being out there in nature and being able to capture this.
So with that attitude, you come back with a really cool set of pictures. And we put five of them, I think it was five that we put on Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
And it's fabulous, the stuff you did. In fact, what you're doing with them now, your major work is photography, right?
Yes.
And so what you're doing, you're selling them occasionally. But mm-hmm. you were telling me earlier that one of your major ways you make a living is teaching.
Yes.
Tell us about your history and what you do.
I work for Munch Workshops. And it's fascinating because I absolutely love teaching. And I love giving back what I know as well. So, and that's, it's so cool because I get to travel around the Southwest to these amazing locations, and also some other places around the world, and teach this amazing art, and people are fascinated by it.
Well, you'd have to teach it because as a technique, you have different exposures on those things, right?
Absolutely.
And it's not like, okay, he was there at the right time and all that happened at once. No, you made it happen.
Yeah. Yeah, no, it's all real. There's no hocus pocus. There's no, you know, people.
There's no photoshopping in the image.
Well, this Photoshop has gotten a bad rap. Every digital file that's taken with a camera has to be somehow brought to life. It's just like in the film days, Ansel Adams, the way he dodged and burned his images, it's the same thing.
It's art. It's art.
But you're not bringing other aspects into it. The night skies that you're seeing in my images, they were taken at that particular time. I'm not bringing another sky.
Well, you're just changing
the
light on them.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
That's, well, even by doing a Photoshop process, you can do change light. But the point is, you're not adding other images.
That's
to
correct.
Make it really cool as you can.
That's correct. Yeah, and to give to other aspiring photographers out there, you know, learn, just to give some advice about this, learn your camera inside and out. All the crazy things, the technology that's involved in it, you shouldn't have to even think about it when you're out in the field. It should be about capturing that moment. So everything you bring into that photograph, the viewer can feel.
And what you're doing is you've chosen to document rock art. Are there mm-hmm. other things you do to document?
Oh, yeah. No, I just love nature, and I love being out all times of night, all times during the day, and photographing just the wonders out there.
And Wayne Suggs here, and he's been named the top 101 in the International Landscape Photographer of the Year of 2019. There was only 13 Americans chosen for this.
Yes.
So,
yeah.
And so you've been recognized for what you do.
I have, yeah, I'm humbled. I mean, because there's so many good photographers out there.
Now, you've been doing this for a few years.
Yes.
And you said since you were 14, you don't really look 17. So how long have you been doing this?
Well, I'm 25. Let me do. No, I'm.
I'm good try.
Yeah, I'm 58 years old.
A multiple of 25.
Yeah.
Okay. But so the point is that you've been doing this a long time.
I have.
And you're still doing it. Good for you. And if people want to see it, what's the website?
WayneSuggsPhotography.com.
And right there also on our Facebook page, El Paso History, on the Facebook page, we've got five of your pictures up there now. So Jeff, did you get a chance? Jeff, did you get a chance to see some of those on the Facebook yet?
I haven't had a chance to see them, but I have seen a lot of his work in the files that are coming.
And apparently, you just made another one Sunday morning. Is that what you were telling us?
I did. I couldn't wait to. There's a location that I've been trying to capture for about 3 years now, and sometimes if the wind's blowing too hard or if it's too cloudy. But anyway, I was fortunate last Sunday morning. I left my camp at 2:30 in the morning. Went out and I set up on two petroglyphs. One was Horonado Mogollon. It was on the left side. On the right side, there's an Apache petroglyph. They're, you know, probably hundreds to a thousand year old apart, but they're so incredibly beautiful. And I was able to capture them with snow on the peaks in the background, with the galactic center of the Milky Way rising above those peaks. And it's just the galactic center just started being visible in the night sky.
Well, let me ask you something. And I'm going to ask Jeff this question. What is the difference between a pictograph and petroglyph? I mean, you see them kind of sharing the same.
Yeah.
A lot of people have asked about, because at Waco Tanks, I think they have a lot of pictographs. Am I correct?
Both is artwork on stone, but the petroglyph is actually pecked into the rock.
Petro is rock.
Petro means rock, yes. And the pictograph is something that's painted on the surface of the rock, generally. So the petroglyph will last generally much longer in time than a pictograph, unless, of course, it's in a cave or a rock shelter where the weather doesn't hit it. But that's the fundamental difference between the two.
And that's basically what he's been looking at, is the petroglyphs. That's
correct.
And Waco Tanks has both.
Yeah, that's correct.
Because a lot of theirs is underneath the
There's
rocks
actually more pictographs than petroglyphs at Waco.
More pictos. Mm-hmm. But they figured out how to do little brushes and drawings and all kinds of cool stuff.
They did, and they did a lot of paintings of masks and other things at Waco Tanks.
Waco Tanks has, I guess, like 200 masks, from what I remember.
There's a lot.
Something like that. And a lot of people have interpreted those, so they were making masks to wear around. Another person told me that those are actually portraits of people. Why not? I mean, you know, it's art. It's art. You can call that a person if you want to. Wayne, you need to get out there. Now, this is one place you haven't seen yet.
I've never been to Waco Tanks.
Oh, wait till you get a chance on that. I mean, if you go to his museum, you'll see some things that they have pulled in and reproduced. But once you get there, out there, wander around the real
you'll
one,
find a
like,
lot of subject out
oh,
there.
Oh my goodness,
it's amazing.
It's the largest art museum outdoors in El Paso, and it's a fabulous.
And the light and shadow you would love on. I mean, it's amazing.
The problem is they don't keep it open late enough for golden hour, and maybe they'll make exceptions.
They
to
will.
The rule,
but you can apply for a permit.
Okay,
and
nice.
And see what you can do.
And they do have special night gazing nights and such that you can get out there, so you'd be able to pick up those late nights. And I think you can do camping out there.
Yeah, you know, once in a while they open it up for the evening and look at the stars.
Yeah,
so you could tag along on one of those. Interesting stuff here. Whole idea of rock art. Well, you know what? We need to take a break. I'm going to come back and ask you why is all this rock art here? I mean, that's a question for the near future, like after the break. But before the break, we have to ask a trivia question. Are you ready?
I am ready now.
Well, okay.
I got my questions in there.
Cue yourself.
Okay. Our questions for a $20 gift certificate to Pepe's and up. Oh, my speaker just blew through my ear. Okay, for our $20 gift certificate for Pepe's in Canutillo or a $20 gift certificate to Mission Del Rey, is the first one is, are a pictograph or a petroglyph, are they the same thing, yes or no?
Well, there's one.
We just discussed that one.
Yeah.
Okay, and the second question is, Waco Tanks has a majority of pictographs or petroglyphs.
Which is it? Oh, these are giving this stuff away.
We just talked about it, so I'm
you
sure
just, what if
these
just call up and just give it to them? Don't that, even
well,
ask
why
a
not?
Question, you know?
That, well, we'll find out they're listening.
Okay, so they get the Mission Del Rey either hour.
Either hour or a Pepe's gift certificate.
Somebody called before the number was given out. What is the number?
915-544-5876 or 915-544-KTSM.
Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant and Cantina serves the old Griggs Mexican Mexican food recipes in a new location at 6761 Donovan Drive. Enjoy great new Mexican food with cold beer and the Juan and only margarita from the cantina. The managers and cooks from the original Griggs restaurant serve tacos, combination plates, and sopapillas. Get the best Mexican food in the valley at Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant and Cantina, 6761 Donovan, near Loop 375. Call 877-2152.
Visit Mission Del Rey Southwest for a huge selection of El Paso souvenirs and gifts. Mission Del Rey features El Paso saddle blanket products and thousands of Southwest, Western, Native American, and Mexico items for gifts and decor. Bring your friends and mention you heard us on the radio for a store-wide discount. Mission Del Rey Southwest, 1421 Lee Trevino, enter on Pelicano. Go to missiondelrey.com or call 915-440-2140 for Mission Del Rey Southwest.
Cynthia's bathroom was a disaster.
There was cracked tile, rust at the tub, so that's what prompted me to get something done about the bathroom.
It was time for a major overhaul. She went with Dream Style Remodeling. So, how'd it go?
Amazing. They did a front-to-back, top-to-bottom job in the bathroom, and I love it. They did everything that they said they would do, plus...
Cynthia's hired a lot of contractors. How did Dream Style do compared to the others?
It was the best home remodeling experience I've ever had.
Dream Style was so great, Cynthia had them do even more.
I was so pleased that I went ahead and had them do my windows.
This month only, save $799 off a complete Kohler shower system, plus get a free shower door. Payments as low as $99 a month, or choose 12 months, no money down, no payments, and no interest. Take Cynthia's advice.
Go with Dream Style. They're the best. They're the only ones I would ever go with again.
Call now, 915-995-7888. 915-995-7888. 915-995-7888.
And now let's turn back the pages of time and return to the El Paso History Show. Brought to you by ephistory.com. Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant, 6761 Donovan Drive. By Monterey Asset Management. By Mission Del Rey, 1421 Lee Trevino, with El Paso souvenirs and gift shopping. By Keystone Heritage Park on Donovan Drive, 915-584-0563. And by Amigos Restaurant, 2000 Montana, a block east of Cotton, open 7 days a week. Here again, El Paso History with Melissa Sargent and Jackson Polk.
A major order of business is to pick a special at Pepe's. Jeff, what did you pick here?
Let's do the guacamole tacos this time.
Guacamole tacos. They become $6 today. Oh, look, the people in the control room think that's a good idea. Guacamole tacos at Pepe's today is a special that turns whatever's on the menu into $6. So there you go. And also, Pepe, don't be surprised to see Pepe trying to sell you a red box. And what he'll do, it's a thermos thing. It's kind of flimsy. Not flimsy. It's pliable, that's the word. It's a pliable box, but it's a really good, sturdy thing. He freezes food, sticks it in there, and mails it anywhere you want. And a two-day delivery, you can get Mexican food from El Paso overnight in 2 days from Pepe's, and it's still cold. We did it to Denver. It worked out well. So anyway, check them out when you get a chance. And Mission Del Rey, by the way, we've got to talk about Mission Del Rey. They are up to so much stuff. They are doubling the size of their store.
Have you been in yet?
Oh, yeah. I walked through the new space. It wasn't ready to be opened yet, They're cooking it. So by the end of February, you'll probably see a bigger place. It's the El Paso saddle blanket output from a different company, and it's over on Pelicano and Lee Trevino. And if you get over there, it's an open warehouse, basically, about to double in size of all the neatest, cool decor and stuff like that you could ever imagine. So that's what we got there. All right, shall we do some trivia questions here? Are you ready?
Shall do some trivia.
What do you got?
Okay, I have, of course...
Just restate your question.
Okay, my question, are pictograph and petroglyph the same thing? Yes or no? And the second question was, Waco tanks is a majority of pictographs or petroglyphs?
And there's a third caller here, so don't go away after two questions. We may surprise you.
Shall
we go in order we're going? And the order is Sharon. Good morning. Sharon's on the radio.
Good morning, Sharon.
Good morning.
Okay. Can you tell me if a pictograph or a petroglyph the same thing? Yes or no?
No.
Ah, she's right.
Okay. What's the difference?
Oh, nice.
The difference is a petroglyph is in the rock.
It's chiseled.
She's right.
And the other
chiseled
one's
in the rock.
And the other
there
one's painted. There you go.
There you go.
Right. Oh, cool.
Okay. So, did you want the Pepe's or did you want a Mission Del Rey Southwest coupon?
Wait a minute.
I'd love to have Pepys.
Wait a minute. Time out. We have a third prize.
I forgot about that.
I forgot about the third prize. Are you ready for a drum roll? You could have this one to choose from. Are you ready? Jeff Romney, what is prize number three?
A gift membership to the Museum of Archaeology at the family level, and that gives you discounts on camps, classes, workshops.
Ooh. 1 year?
1 year, and invitations to membership-only events, ooh, and you get our magazine publication twice a year in the mail and get to participate in all kinds of things at the museum.
And that's a $40 prepaid value.
It's a $40 value.
So there's choice number three, Sharon. I forgot to throw that in, but there it is.
Okay, no, I'm still
going to
stay with Pepe.
Ah, Pepe! but that allowed us to tell about your deal there. Fair enough. Sharon's got some Pepes. Thank you for holding on and playing. Can you hold on for Shelly?
Sure.
All right, hold on. Here comes
Shelly.
Thanks
for listening, Sharon.
Thank you very much. Hold on there. And we got another player here. What number am I going to? Judy is on the radio. Hey, radio, Judy. Good morning.
Good morning, Judy.
Okay. Good morning.
Waco's Tanks has a majority of pictographs or petroglyphs.
Pictographs.
There you go. Oh, my God. We got some smart people.
Have you been out there?
Oh, just listening well.
Oh, even better.
Okay, so you have a choice now between
Mission Del Rey
or a wonderful membership coupon to the Museum of Archaeology.
Now, where's the Museum of Archaeology? Is that on Trans Mountain?
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, it is.
Yeah, I'd like that.
Ooh, there we go. Okay.
And so you get yourself a $40 value, and Shelly will tell you how to pick that up, all right?
Okay.
And that's Judy on the phone here, isn't it? I'm going to get my phones all
mixed up. Yeah, I got Judy.
All right, Judy, hold on, please, and Shelly will talk to you, all right?
Okay, great.
Thanks for listening.
Anything else on your mind this morning?
This guy, this photographer, what's his name? Wayne Suggs?
S-U-G-G-S.
Yes, and how do you reach his website? What's it, WayneSuggs.com? Or I'm sorry.
It's WayneSuggsPhotography.com.
WayneSuggsPhotography.com. Mm-hmm. Okay, very good, because I'd love to see what you're photographing.
I went to his website. It's magnificent.
And also, if you have Facebook, we got five of his pictures up there right now on El Paso History Radio Show.
And I'll be posting his website also up on Facebook in a little while.
Oh, great. Thank you so much. Appreciate it.
Thank you. You're welcome.
Judy, thanks for listening.
Hold on. Judy gets the membership there. Okay. We have number two. Shelly, who was number two again? Number two is on the air, and that is Bob. Hey, Bob. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good.
Do you have
morning,
a question
Bob.
For us? We're out of questions, but if you ask us a good one, we'll give you a prize.
I did have one. They do. Oh, this is on the museum. It was, I wrote that.
Well, see if Bob has one. Bob, you got a question?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I do have one. I know there's a lot of petroglyphs in Waco Tanks. Do you have any idea what the number is, and are they all cataloged?
They're all somethinged. Jeff, you might know that better than some people. There was a guy in the 1930s, I have to go get his name, but he and his wife spent 3 or 4 weeks out at Waco Tanks, and they did watercolors, believe it or not, watercolors, and the guy was very good. And right now, that's the best representation of what we have that was ever at Waco Tanks. Can you imagine that? So,
awesome.
So they have been cataloged.
Do you know the answer?
We're talking thousands because the masks are 200.
That's what I thought.
At least 200 masks. And some people don't think those are masks. Some people think those are portraits. That's an idea.
Okay.
Something to think about.
Awesome.
All right, we're going to give you a prize. How about a Mission Del Rey coupon?
That's perfect.
Fair enough. Mission Del Rey on line two for, and this is Bob, right?
Yes. Yes, sir.
Anything else on your mind this morning?
No, I appreciate it. I love the show. Thanks.
Thank you very much. Hold on. Thanks a bunch. And do we have another caller, Shelly? Shelly. One more caller for this trivia? No? We're done? Very good. Shelly's really busy
She's
in there.
She's busy.
And we should thank Shelly for being busy.
Thank you, Shelly.
And she's so busy, and we thank her, she never hears it. But that's Shelly Sutherland.
She works very hard.
A legacy child of her very own.
Yes.
Herself. Her father was in the history business. Yep, Sheldon Hall. And the other guy in there, you know who that is? One, two, three. Sergio Valenzuela! See? He does it. He scored a goal. There you go. All right, we're going to get back to Wayne Suggs and Jeff Romney here in a minute. We shall be taking a break. Shall we do that, Sergio?
We shall do that.
Is that all right with you, Sergio? We should do that. Oh, you know what else? I tell you what, there is one thing we need to do. We need to point out that Facebook, El Paso History TV, but also YouTube.com, El Paso History TV.
Yes.
And that is one that we have all the little pieces on. We've been putting 2-minute pieces on ABC7 in their newscasts. We have 16 up there. Guess who the guy is that's on camera?
No idea.
Bernard Sargent.
I look at him every morning
a
when
close
I wake
relative
up.
To
there
you.
There he is.
And Bernie
He's
is the guy.
He's on TV right next to me.
He is. And is sleeping there, but we don't want to talk about too much of that. Anyway, Bernie's on TV doing these pieces for ABC. Right. We got some more in the works.
I heard.
We're cooking up more, so get ready for that. And other than that, I think we shall take a break. 544-whatever.
5876 or 544-KTSM.
El Paso History TV is now available for free on YouTube.com. Take a look at recent ABC 7 news reports by Bernie Sargent on El Paso History TV about Waco tanks, the Franklin Mountains, Concordia Cemetery, and more. The YouTube channel also has more than 100 videos about El Paso history with lectures, documentaries, and various history clips. Go to YouTube.com/El Paso History TV and find out how Texas history begins in El Paso.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans, America's largest mortgage lender. Let's talk credit card debt for a minute. If you feel you're carrying too much of it, you're not alone. The average household in the U.S. carries over $8,000 in credit card debt. Ready for some good news? With a cash-out refinance from Quicken Loans, you can quickly and easily put some of the equity in your home to good use by paying off a lot of that high-interest credit card debt. A great way to take cash out is with our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.99%. APR 4.23%. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN to learn how taking cash out with a 30-year fixed mortgage might be the right solution for you. And for a record 10 years in a row, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
For J.D. Power award information, visit jdpower.com. Rates subject to change. Pay 2% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Do you have three ex-wives and your current trophy wife wants a life insurance policy three times the size of the policies you had to purchase for your previous mistakes? If so, you need to call Big Lou at Term Provider, 800-276-1640. Big Lou is intimately familiar with your problems, and if you're 50 or 60 years old and in reasonably good health, a $1 million policy should only cost about $100 to $200 per month. Big Lou may have a solution for your previous policies as well. You may even save enough money to lighten the load on your new $1 million policy. Remember, call Big Lou. He's like you, except he's only on number two. Call Term Provider at 800-276-1640. That's 800-276-1640. For $1 million in term life insurance that you can live with, call Big Lou at 800-276-1640. 800-276-1640.
If you haven't quoted Allstate lately, it's the perfect time. Now Allstate has new lower auto rates. You can get the same high-quality coverage and hands-on expertise now at new lower rates. Call a local Allstate agent and get a quote now.
And now let's turn back the pages of time and return to the El Paso History Show. Brought to you by EPHistory.com. Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant, 6761 Donovan Drive. By Monterey Asset Management. By Mission Del Rey, 1421 Lee Trevino with El Paso souvenirs and gift shopping. By Keystone Heritage Park on Donovan Drive, 915-584-0563. And by Amigos Restaurant, 2000 Montana, a block east of Cotton, open 7 days a week. Here again, El Paso History with Melissa Sargent and Jackson Polk.
Got a lot going on in history around here. Here's some history lessons. Harvey Girls of El Paso. Meeting on Monday, February the 10th, Union Passenger Station Depot, 700 West San Francisco. 2 o'clock, that means they don't want to feed you. Oh, well, you know, if it's noon, they're going to have some food involved. But anyway, down there, they're going to say, see and hear the stories of Fred Harvey and the Harvey Girls collections. Smell the smoke and the cinders. I'm not going there. But anyway, so they got this going on there. Talk to these people, 591-2326 for information. Southwest Chapter Railway Locomotive Historical Society. Meeting Wednesday, February the 12th, El Serapi Restaurant. There's food involved. 5:30 p.m. You got to pay for that, though. Mexican Railway History. Call the same number, 591-2326. What do you got?
Well, I've got Daughters of the Republic of Texas. Their El Paso Rio Grande chapter will meet Friday, February 14th, Valentine's Day, at the El Paso Country Club at 11 a.m., and their program would be the 4th and 7th grade essay winners for Statehood Day. And any visitors that are interested can on Texas History are encouraged to attend. Please call 760-5775. The El Paso Corral of Westerners International Number 26 will meet Friday, February 21st at the Holiday Inn at I-10 and Sunland Park Drive. The program will be African Women in the West, presented by Sharon Owen, and this is a dinner and program, and the cost is only $20. Visitors are welcome, but must RSVP. Please call 759-9538.
Jeff Romney, are they shooting arrows today?
Yes, we are, from 11 to 2.
It's a good 11 day
to 2
it.
At the Museum of Archaeology. Now, is it just bows and arrows, or do you have the atlatl going?
We used to do the atlatl, but...
You shot down too many airplanes, right?
We had a couple people throw their... shoulders out. So
oh,
they did what?
They threw their shoulders out. So our staff threw their shoulders out trying to throw the atlatl. So
and he brought down too many little small airplanes as well.
I mean, took some drones
so
out.
We're just doing the bow and arrow right now.
Ah,
how many people show up out there?
Lately, we've been having up to 100 people out there on a Saturday.
Can you imagine a bunch of bow and arrow people running around the desert shooting? That's what they do. Wayne Suggs, you should come take.
It's
their
a lot of fun. A lot of fun
as they're being out there being animated. Wayne Suggs is here. He's the guy taking the incredible photographs that we see on Facebook and also on his photography, WayneSuggsPhotography.com?
Yes.
Okay. Let's talk about this a bit. You said your family is now a New Mexico family, and you live in Las Cruces.
Correct.
And most of these pictures you're taking are in southern, the one we've seen, are in southern New Mexico.
Yes.
And we're not being specific. I guess if you really wanted to find out and you bought one from Wayne, he might give you an idea what part of the state they're in.
Yeah,
maybe.
Yeah, they're all the photographs that'll be in the exhibit are all from southern New Mexico, west, east, central. But what I try to include is the landscape as well. It's just not the rock art itself. It's a prerequisite of mine that I have to include the sky, the land,
stars if you can get them.
Stars if I can get them. You know, it's so important to me to include that because. A lot of these petroglyphs are in some amazingly beautiful places, and it's and they lived in these places, and so I want to include that in my photographs.
Do you ever think like an Indian?
I think you have to, you know.
That's what we were discussing.
Yeah, I think you have to, and it's, you know, the indigenous people that live there. I can't imagine what it was like, and you see it depicted on their in their rock art, some of it seems mystical to me, and some of it is, you know, they're basically showing bighorn sheep and bears and mule deer. You can tell the difference between a mule deer and a white-tailed deer in some of them. That being said, it's not for me to interpret, and I'm not a rock art expert, and I never want to be. I'm a very compulsive person. I have to know everything about everything that I'm doing, and whether it be photography or what it might be. But with rock art, I think the only person that can tell me about it was the person that actually did it, and that's impossible.
Well, now, wait a minute. You can't get the spirit vibe when you're hanging out there? The guy says, this is why I did this, Wayne.
Well,
no, none of that.
You know, I will say this. When you're out there all by yourself and you're surrounded by all this amazing rock art in the middle of the night, there you do get this very – it's a wonderful feeling.
You don't feel like you're alone, do you?
No.
See, that's what I'm saying. Yeah. There's a sense to the desert at night. I've done yep. quite a bit of video when I have to get up in the middle of the night and go get a sunrise. And I don't do the whole lot of that anymore. It's all yours now. I have done a number of those in my day. So I know the feeling. I've been at Waco Tanks at sunrise.
Mm-hmm.
And that's just not what I do. You start from the you stay up late.
Yeah.
That's what you do. I got up early. That doesn't work. But let's also talk to somebody on the phone. Shelley says there's a guy named Raul. Hey, we got you on the radio, Raul. What's up?
Good morning. I was just checking out Wayne's photos on the internet, and wow, that's all I can say. Amazing work, Wayne.
Thank you,
right
Raul.
On, bro.
Really appreciate that.
That's wow with a capital
he
W.
He knows how to capture the moment, that's for sure.
But he works at this, you know that.
Oh, absolutely. You can tell. He's a pro. A couple of just suggestions. A couple of those photos look like they are certainly the Oregon Mountains, I'm sure, Wayne.
Yes, yes.
And how about the Gila? I think I noticed a couple of places that kind of look like the Gila.
Absolutely.
Okay. You're sneaking up on him.
Yeah. Well, like your host there, I strongly suggest that you go to Waco Tanks. It is a magical place, and we need to have some photographs from you of that magic in that location.
Well, you know, everyone's making me feel guilty. I have to go.
But just in defense, they don't open it up at night. You'll have to get a permit. But on the other hand, a lot of the rock art at Waco Tanks is inside caves, so he can't get the landscape like we'd want to. There's some. He'll figure it out. You watch. He'll figure it out.
Yeah, another place. Have you ever been to the Chiricahuas, Wayne?
I'm getting run over here. My wife constantly, let's go to the Chiricahuas, and I still haven't been to the Chiricahuas.
Oh, you got to go.
Now he's got to go because Raul said so.
I know.
Yeah, it's an amazing place. Yeah.
Yeah, within a radius of, you know, where you can get to a place within, let's say, 4 or 5 hours, I think it's probably one of the most spectacular places I've ever seen in our part of the world. Mm-hmm.
Well, they can email you on your website, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, talk to Wayne on the website. Give him some ideas what you think he should do.
Okay, but just awesome. Congratulations on the outstanding work and the accolades that you have received for it.
Hey, thank you so much, Raul. I really appreciate that.
You bet. Great show, guys.
Thank you.
Like always.
Take care, easy.
Thanks.
We'll see you again.
Now, you also teach classes all over. Now, mm-hmm. I didn't see any classes listed on the website. Do you do this through one of the programs like Creative Live and such?
I work for a company called Munch Workshops.
What's the name of it?
Munch.
Niche. Okay.
Yeah. So has everybody heard of David Munch? The famous... I don't want to mess this up.
How do you spell the guy's name?
M-U-E. Let's see here. What does my hat say?
I can't read it. It's far away. What is
Help me out, Jeff. I don't want to mess this up.
Oh,
Munch?
Munch?
Yeah, it's Munch. Anyway, David Munch is he's a famous landscape photographer. His father before him, Joseph, and I work for his son, Mark. And Mark Munch is another famous landscape photographer. And just incredible. I fell into this because I won New Mexico Magazine's Photographer of the Year in 2015. And because I won that, I went to a workshop that Mark was doing. 3 weeks later, he calls me up on the phone and said, Wayne, would you ever consider going to work for me? Well, of course I would. And so there's so many landscape photographers that would kill to have the opportunity that was given to me.
Oh, yeah.
So I'm very fortunate.
Also, just that people should realize that this is Wayne Suggs, and he's got an exhibit coming up mid-February at the Museum of Archaeology. And that's where Jeff Romney comes in, because this was your idea.
Well, our curator, George Maloof, is the one who noticed the photography and suggested it to me. And when I saw the pictures for the first time, I was really just blown away. I fell in love with them immediately. All the night scenes and the galaxy shots and everything, it really captures the timeless nature of the galaxy and the Earth, and then it just captures a small moment in time by comparison that people left a mark at. And anyway, it just all comes together in a very beautiful way, and so immediately we thought of the term ancient visions, the photography of Wayne Suggs. And
there
we
you
thought,
go.
Let's
ancient visions.
Yeah, and that's what he was on board, so we're doing it.
So, Wayne, you have a history here as well. You had one parent from somewhere, one parent from you told me before the show, you're a mix of people, but you're a local Las Cruces guy, right?
Yeah, I've lived in Las Cruces, New Mexico my whole life.
Well, you were born there?
Yes.
Okay, so the parents came from where? You see, your grandmother showed up on a horse.
My great-grandmother showed up on a horse. She rode through El Paso in the early 1900s. She was riding right behind the wagon that her parents were on, and she was from Brooklyn.
She rode the horse from Brooklyn to El Paso.
Via Norway.
And the same horse.
Yes.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Swedish.
Yeah. And my family on my mom's side are Norwegian, and she's riding through the streets of El Paso, and all the children are laughing at her because she was wearing pants. And she loved to tell that story to me and how she really didn't care because she was comfortable riding a horse from Brooklyn to El Paso wearing pants.
Wearing pants.
And not a dress.
Think about that, Shelly. I see you thinking about getting on a horse now? No, you're not. She's not.
That's a long horse
knows?
Ride.
But you had your father came from?
My father's family came from Georgia, and they ended up in New Mexico in 1940.
Stuff like that does happen. So, and here you are, the mix, and you're the kid doing this neat photography.
Yeah.
WayneSuggsPhotography.com. Take a look at that. Raul just took a look, and he was blown away. So we're probably, I hope you get some business out of this. But your main business is not, you sell prints.
Yeah.
But that's not necessarily your main business. It's teaching.
Correct.
And so you teach photography?
Yes.
Now, can you get involved in photography classes on that website?
No. You have to go through Munich workshops. But I also teach occasionally when I have time. I teach for the Doniana Community College. So, and it's a really inexpensive way for people to take my workshops. And it's a way of me giving back to the community as well.
You do teach the Doniana also.
Yes.
Do you cool. Do you teach these overnight techniques to people?
Absolutely.
Oh, okay. That's what you're teaching is how to stay awake and hit the nebula.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
My workshops, everybody wants to know how to do this. My workshops are completely booked through 2021. So, yeah.
You got one you're going to Chile, right?
Yes.
Wow.
Yeah, Atacama Desert.
You're going to need to start selling videos, make a DVD of your teaching, and have it out there.
Yeah.
That's another direction. You got nothing else to do, Wayne Suggs.
I don't sleep as it is.
I was thinking you probably don't.
Something else to do, yeah. Everybody always has a good idea what you can do, don't
they? We'll help you spend your money. But just so people realize, you also have a wife with a real job, and that helps.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, I love that scene. That's how I got here. Life goes on. But what have you not photographed that you think you need to besides Waco tanks? Because we got you tuned into doing that, I think.
Man, people say you got to go here, you got to go there, but the Southwest is so beautiful, and I never get tired of it. I don't. I have this four-wheel drive vehicle. I pull this little RV behind it, and it'll go anywhere. And it's a passion of mine for my wife and I just to take off and go, and whether it be Colorado, Utah, Arizona, and just photograph the Southwest. There's nothing like it in the world. People come from all over the world to photograph it. And, the Italian Dolomites, that calls to me. Iceland, Greenland, even Norway.
Every place has its
absolutely
unique spots. Well,
describe your camera, because people might wonder what kind of fancy camera you work with.
I'm a Nikon shooter. I've been a Nikon shooter since I was 14 years old.
Nikon.
Every camera company now has so much good technology. It really doesn't matter what you're shooting with. And people ask me, well, they tell me all, they're almost telling me, wow, you must really have a good camera. And I said, well, that's like me showing up to their house, eating a good meal, and it was just fantastic, and me saying, wow, you must have a really good stove.
As a matter of fact, it's a great stuff. But it's obviously the matter of technique of how you apply it,
right?
You're more tuned in, I think, than a lot of people. But then, 14 years old, you started doing this.
Yeah, my mom was a photographer. She was an amateur photographer, and she would take me around and show me, the difference between f-stops and the shutter speed, and back then it was ASA film. Yeah.
When you switched to digital, how big a deal was that?
It was huge. I actually took a 5-year sabbatical from taking photography because I was not going to go into the digital age. But all of I took color, and so all the color labs shut down that I loved would print my images. And so anyway, then my wife bought me a digital camera, and I hated it, and I didn't know how to turn on a computer. But then I bought a full frame Nikon, and that changed my life. I mean, I would go out and take these amazing photographs, and I'd come back, didn't know how to turn on a computer, and I would give her my card out of and say, here, let's process this image.
Thank you for turning on the computer, dear wife.
Yeah, and so anyway, that lasted not very long because she had enough of that,
But now you got it figured out.
Yeah. I teach it now.
Yeah.
So, it's a beautiful thing. You can teach an old dog new tricks.
That's Wayne Suggs sitting here. We got Jamie on the line. Jamie, got you on the radio. What's up?
First of all, I want to thank Shelley because I think she's great. And then I want to thank you all. And Mission Del Rey, I was fortunate enough to have a gift certificate, and I have the most beautiful Indian blanket hoodie.
Oh, cool.
So I want to thank you for all that.
Oh, they got good stuff out there, don't they?
It's a wonderland. It's a true wonderland. And the people are so nice.
Aren't they, though?
We got some nice sponsors. That's why we do this.
They're so nice.
Well,
they're
thank you
so
for
nice
sharing all that. Do you have a question or so?
I have a comment. I'm going to load on him again. Another wonderful place that is one of the best-kept secrets is McKittrick Canyon, especially in the fall.
Oh, yeah.
And that's beautiful. But there's not so much rock art out there, is there?
If you kind of look up, There are, they look like to be, I don't want to use the word caves. They're not pueblos, they're not dwellings, but you can just imagine that at some point there were Indians living way above that water source. And but there's a lot of rock formations, not so much rock art, but just absolutely gorgeous rock formations that have jutted up at some time millions of years ago.
We're going to put you down for one major trip to McKittrick Canyon for Wayne.
And I have been there, so that's an amazing place. Yeah. So absolutely.
Especially like the end of October, beginning of November, because they say, well, I went this past year, the turning of the leaves rival even the east. It's gorgeous.
We might talk him into more different kind of landscapings. You never know. Well, thanks for calling. You take her
easy. Thank you all.
Take care, Jamie.
See you in the streets or see you in the desert.
There you go. Or over at Mission Del Rey Southwest.
Oh, my God.
Was that a plug or what?
Well, that's fabulous. I don't know who she is. But we got a lot of people now going to that place.
That's
it's
right.
really, really cool. Taking a break here. We're going to come back with Wayne Suggs and Jeff Romney in just a moment. So, hey, Sergio. Hit that button thing.
Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant and Cantina serves the old Griggs Mexican food recipes in a new location at 6761 Donovan Drive. Enjoy great New Mexican food with cold beer and the one and only margarita from the Cantina. The managers and cooks from the original Griggs Restaurant serve tacos, combination plates, and sopapillas. Get the best Mexican food in the valley at Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant and Cantina, 6761 Donovan, near Loop 375. Call 877-2152.
Visit Mission Del Rey Southwest for a huge selection of El Paso souvenirs and gifts. Mission Del Rey features El Paso saddle blanket products and thousands of Southwest, Western, Native American, and Mexico items for gifts and decor. Bring your friends and mention you heard us on the radio for a store-wide discount. Mission Del Rey Southwest, 1421 Lee Trevino. Enter on Pelicano. Go to missiondelrey.com or call 915-440-2140 for Mission Del Rey Southwest.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results vary. Exclusions apply.
Contacts and glasses are such a hassle. I'd love to finally get LASIK, but...
I'm going to stop you right there. If you want LASIK, then the LASIK Vision Institute has officially taken away everything standing in your way.
Isn't LASIK expensive?
Not at the LASIK Vision Institute. We're offering dramatically low prices, as low as $220 per eye, and an absolutely free consultation. See for free if LASIK is right for you by texting FOCUS to 350-350.
But I'm really busy.
A text only takes seconds, and the LASIK procedure typically only takes 15 minutes. And best of all, most patients can get back to work the following day.
I had no idea.
The LASIK Vision Institute uses the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision. We've performed over 1.3 million procedures. That's experience you can trust. For as little as $220 per eye.
What's that text again?
Text FOCUS to 350-350. That's FOCUS to 350-350 to schedule your free consultation today.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans.
30% of Americans who are planning home improvements of $5,000 or more will pay for those renovations with a high-interest credit card. That may not be a great idea. A better idea may be to take cash out of your home with a Quicken Loans 30-year fixed-rate mortgage. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.99%, APR 4.23%. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rate subject to change. Pay 2% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
And now let's turn back the pages of time and return to the El Paso History Show. Brought to you by ephistory.com. Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant, 6761 Donovan Drive. By Monterey Asset Management. By Mission Del Rey, 1421 Lee Trevino, with El Paso souvenirs and gift shopping. By Keystone Heritage Park on Donovan Drive, 915-584-0563. And by Amigos Restaurant, 2000 Montana, a block east of Cotton, open 7 days a week. Here again, El Paso History with Melissa Sargent and Jackson Polk.
All right, we got these guys here for a few more minutes on the photography side. Then we're going to go full archaeology. But at the Archaeology Museum, they're inviting the public to view the new exhibit from the edge of center, the Chacoan Outliers, that opens last week. And it's an exhibit featuring the museum's permanent collection, as well as items on loan from Salmon Ruins. Quote, "We are pleased to present this exhibit on Chacoan Outliers to the El Paso community," said El Paso Museum of Archaeology Director Jeff Romney. What else did Jeff say?
Well, we're really excited about this opening. This is the first time, as far as we're aware, that artifacts from the Four Corners area have been assembled in one exhibit in El Paso. And it features about 100 objects and artifacts, as you mentioned, from our collection, as well as items on loan from Solomon Ruins. And it's been really neat working with them up there with the San Juan County Museum Association. They're really excited about it, too.
Well, second hour, let's make specific details on what you've got in there. It'd be interesting. We're kind of running out of time right here. Melissa, real quick, you got the Film Society?
We have the Sunset Film Society at the International Museum of Art at 1211 Montana, and they're continuing their free movie series. And today they've got Dodsworth, which starred Walter Hudson and Mary Astor. It's a love story. It was filmed in 1936. Get out there. They got popcorn, beverages, and such for purchase, and it's a great event to go to.
Down on Montana there, Brown Street. Yes. Okay, Wayne Suggs is here for a couple more minutes. What do you want the public to know about who you are, what you do?
I want them to know that it's not just about taking a photograph as far as my work goes. It's about being in the landscape and preserving that landscape. That's a big thing to me, and I do a lot of outreach. I go to schools, I go to photography clubs, and I not only teach and talk about photography, but also about how to protect these things. You know, if you're going to go out and you're a photographer, you're going to go out and take a photograph of rock art, please, please, please do not use spikes on your tripods. You know, use rubber feet. Do not touch the petroglyphs or the pictographs.
Walk carefully.
Yeah, very exactly. Don't walk on them. I mean, these deserve to be protected at the utmost.
Well, thank you for doing what you do. Absolutely. Wayne Suggs, Wayne Suggs Photography, S-S-U-G-G-S, photography.com online.
Yep, Jackson, that's right.
Yeah, good for you. I mean, I'd like to see you keep doing this. I didn't know about you, but now we knew about you. Jeff, thank you for finding him. Thank you for being found, and you might want to consider Waco Tanks. This is something to do.
I will be there.
If you have nothing else to do.
Fair enough.
When you're bored.
I'm heading there.
That's cool. Wayne, thanks a lot. I know you have to get up the road here, but thanks for being here. And Jeff, you're going to stick around a bit, talk more archaeology in the area.
Sure.
And we'll talk about how great Pepe's is, too, because you're going to go there today, right?
Looking forward to it.
Ah, even better. So that'll be kind of fun. Everybody else, we're going to see. Are you going to come back next time?
I'm going to come back next time.
And I think Shelly's going to come back next time.
And I'm going to have these gentlemen's photos up.
And Sikio's coming back next hour.
I hope so.
We'll be there. See you there.
Bye.
Thanks. Bye.
Thank you for listening to the El Paso History Show. There's another hour to go, so please stay tuned. This hour is brought to you by Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant, home of the one and only margarita. EPHistory.com for archived copies of this radio show. By Keystone Heritage Park on Donovan Drive, 915-584-0563. By Monterey Asset Management. By Mission Del Rey, 1421 Lee Trevino, with El Paso souvenirs and gift shopping. We'll be right back after the news, right here on News Radio 690, KTSM, El Paso.
Message and data rates may apply.
If you're considering going back to school, ask yourself the following questions. Do you need the flexibility to take classes on your schedule? Do you have college credits to transfer? Do you want to earn a quality degree from a world-renowned university? If you answered yes to any of these questions, Arizona State University is the perfect school for you. Arizona State University offers over 200 highly ranked degree programs 100% online. You'll earn the same degree as you would on campus from wherever you are on your schedule. Plus, ASU Online accepts most transfer credits. For information, text ASU to 35517. Learn for yourself why ASU is ranked number one for innovation by U.S. News and World Report, and learn to thrive with Arizona State University. For more information about ASU Online, text ASU to 35517. That's ASU to 35517.
Struggling with CPAP? Now there's Inspire, the only FDA-approved obstructive sleep apnea treatment that works inside the body to treat the root cause of sleep apnea with just the click of a button. No mask, no hose. Just sleep. Visit inspiresleep.com to learn more.
NBC News Radio, I'm John Jeffries.
Senate Republican leaders are poised to end the Trump impeachment trial on Wednesday. Trump is expected to be acquitted after a divisive trial. Final arguments will start Monday morning, with each side expected to take about 2 hours. Senate Republicans blocked Democratic efforts to subpoena witnesses on Friday to set the stage for the final phase of the proceedings. Chief Justice Roberts read the final vote.
Are there any senators in the chamber wishing to change his or her vote?
Not, the yeas are 49.
If not, the yeas are 49.
The nays are
51. The motion is not agreed to.
Two Republicans voted with Democrats, Utah's Mitt Romney and Susan Collins from Maine. The Arab League is holding an emergency meeting today in Cairo to talk about President Trump's Middle East peace plan. Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas said he is cutting all ties with the U.S. and Israel after rejecting the plan that was unveiled this week. The plan, which was drafted without any input from the Palestinians, would give Israeli control over large sections of the West Bank and the Jordan Valley. Abbas told the Arab League he's informed Israel that there will be no relations at all with them and the U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo is in Belarus looking to normalize diplomatic relations with the former Soviet Republic. More from John Klein.